The story of this game, Hearts 2-0 up early in the second half, and Bray, though, got themselves back into this game and give themselves a chance to take something back down with them to Wicklow with a goal from Paul Murphy on 69 minutes, a header from a Reese Bartley corner. Minutes after that, Guillermo Admiral, their one of their second-half substitutes, struck a brilliant volley. It was heading towards goal, but he was denied by a wonderful one-handed save from Lorenzo Payaya, the Finn Harps goalkeeper, who has been busy in the second half. Made a couple of good saves, particularly denying Kane Curtis, the same player, the Bray Wanderers frontman, was in on goal on 84 minutes. He'd got the right there, the wrong side of Joe Bradley Walsh from a Harps perspective. He found himself in on goal, but he took a shot on early, and he screwed it well wide of the target. And remember that time when we were last on with you, Reese Bartley with the shot off the angle of the crossbar and post. A brilliant effort from the Bray Wanderers midfielder. A big escape for Harps. Had that one gone in, the sides would have been level. At the other end, Harps haven't really done anything to suggest they were going to score a third. Although Granny Lombardo won possession on halfway and was racing clear. Now, he had a long way to go because he was only around the halfway line, and he had a bit of work to do, but his pace was going to take him clear, that was for sure. And he was brought down rather cynically by the Bray Wanderers substitute Al Morrell, who picked up a yellow card for that. And see, some people in the crowd were wondering why it wasn't a red, because it was clearly a deliberate foul on his man, and it perhaps denied the Harps man an effort on goal, but he was so far out and there were other defenders in the vicinity, so the referee Mark Lynch probably thought that a yellow would suffice. So here come Bray again. Perhaps this is their last opportunity, and Harps have got themselves into a situation where they're going to have to defend another corner, because all Lombardo could do there was head behind his own goal from around about the edge of his own area. So they're still playing. We've played 7.5 minutes now at this stage. The fourth official down below has had indicated 6 minutes of injury time, but of course if there are any stoppages during that injury time period, then they're allowed to play on. And the Bray Wanderers goalkeeper has even come up for this corner kick. Here it is, it's in the net. It's a last gasp equaliser for Bray Wanderers, and that's just disaster from a Harps perspective. Last chance of the game, the corner kick from the right hand side, once again delivered by Bartley, and Bray Wanderers have equalised. And I think it's their frontman Kane Curtis who headed in at the near post. We'll get that confirmed. Well, credit to Bray Wanderers. They kept going. So they've managed to come back from 2-0 down with both goals coming from set piece situations, both from the right hand side. Bartley with the delivery for both of them, and that one is headed in by Kane Curtis, the Bray Wanderers frontman. And the referee is coming over towards the away dugout to show a yellow card for some indiscretion among some of the substitutes there for Bray Wanderers. But they won't mind that, because their team have drawn themselves level, and that's surely the last action of this game. There indeed goes the full-time whistle. So Curtis with the late equaliser deep into injury time at the end of this game. And Harps are denied another good result here at Finn Park. They have been going well here in Ballybuffet. You have to go all the way back to the end of May for their last defeat here at Finn Park, but for so long in this game they looked all set to take on other 3 points. But that concession of that goal on 69 minutes through Reese Bartley, his corner headed in by Paul Murphy, that really gave Bray the opportunity to maybe get something out of this game, and indeed they have managed to do so. Elsewhere tonight, Cove Ramblers have beaten Wexford by 4-0. The league leaders Dundalk have beaten Longford by 4-1. UCD have won away at Athlone Town. They have come from 1-0 down to win by 2-1. And Treaty and Kerry have played out a 1-1 draw. And on a busy day, a busy bank holiday Monday in the First Division here at Finn Park, it's finished. Finn Harps 2, Bray Wanderers 2.